Right now, some good news for Adelaide Crows fans. It was announced today. This had been speculated for some time, that Matthew Nicks will be with the club for another couple of years through to the end of 2024. He joins us now. Nicksy, congratulations.
Thank you, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, not bad at all. How are you going? Is it a bit of a light, a bit of weight off the shoulders? Is it just nice to get it done?
Oh, no, that's probably not the right wording for it. It's exciting because I've been able to watch as a number of players and staff committed to the footy club over the last couple of years. And so from a coaching point of view, you know, all the work you do with these people, the people you bring in, what sort of environment you're trying to create, it's nice to know you'll be there for that a little bit more longer term, and you'll be part of it going forward. So for me, it was, you know, we've been talking through this now for a period of time, with the leaders of the footy club, and it was nice today just to confirm it, and then look forward now, put our heads down and go to work.
But Nicksy, it gives the club a bit of clear air as well. It stops speculation next year because you know what the media's like. They need to write about something and talk about something. So it's done and it's out of the way. I think it's great news. It's a real positive.
Yeah, no, spot on. And if we are going the right direction, which we feel we are, we've got a lot of work still to do. And we know that. You know, we're not hiding from the fact our performances the last couple of years on the field. We've learned a lot. We'd love to be winning more games of footy. We're a young group, so we're learning from those losses. But there'll be a point where, we need to stand up as a footy club and put what we're doing really well off the field onto the field. So, as I said before, boys are their heads down at the moment. I haven't seen an off-season like it, from our guys. I know a lot of the clubs are in a similar position. COVID's forced, these guys to be in the country over the break, but the guys have trained themselves. We challenged them with some fitness testing this morning, and they've come back. They're smashing it at the park, so it's a real positive for the footy club.
Who's really driving it? Who stood out?
Oh, look, there's still the senior heads around the place that are driving the standards. Sloaney is big in that space. We saw Seedsman last year took his leadership to another level. Tex has been out here now pretty much from the start of when the young guys came back. So, and he's driving those standards. But if you talk about, some of the kids that are coming through, Philthorpe destroyed the fitness test today. He was outstanding. Chase Jones goes on from where he left off last year. Geordie Dawson, ran some numbers today that were super impressive. So, not only are we bringing a really outstanding footballer in Geordie, but he can move as well. So there's so many more without going through too many of them, but it was a good day today.
So, Matthew, you have security for at least the next 3 years. If we look at it, that first year doesn't even merit looking back at. It was all those COVID issues, knowing where the list was at. Last year, the last season, this year, you put some steps forward as to what it's all going to be about. What happens over the next 3 years if it goes to your plan?
Yeah, it's continual development right across the board. So there's a lot of stuff off field. I know we talk about on field, and I think you nailed it. The first year I came in was a real challenging year for everyone. Mm. We definitely made ground last year on the field. We had some great wins, which probably surprised a few people. We had a couple of games during the year, even we walked off really disappointed with what we put out there. And, that in itself is a great sign for a young group that they're not going to settle for mediocrity. Then we had a few games where maybe we might have got across the line with that little bit more experience. So I'd like to think we put out that brand again, that DNA we saw last year where we come off the ground feeling pretty proud of what we've done. It's an aggressive style of footy. We use the ball. We play an exciting brand, and results will come off the back of that. To actually put a number on it, I think it's too hard. We don't know what other teams are doing. And it's risky to come out and say, look, we'll be doing this in 12 months' time. What I can say is I know the guys are doing all the work they need to perform at a high level. A little bit of luck that comes with that. You're never that bad and you're never that good. So we know before you know it, we can turn things around and be a real competitive side in the league.
So this year you've got a coaching panel that is your footprints and handprints all over that coaching panel. What do you need? And you talk about off-field stuff that you have to build. What else is needed to get this program going towards what Adelaide says is playing finals? That's why they exist.
Well, I think, you know, we've got a coaching group that I 100% trust in. We've not that we haven't had that in the past, but we've brought in some experience in around the footy side of things on the field. James Rowley is outstanding with his Geelong background. Scotty Burns, you know, could head coach, and I'm sure will in his own right at some point in the future. And VB coming back, you know, an outstanding leader, has experienced it at West Coast. So they bring some amazing IP and experience with them. And I completely trust that what we're working on from a game plan point of view, when we get that connected, when we become consistent in that, and we trust it 100%, and you know, we're right around the mark. It's amazing how you can be so close and yet it's not quite clicking. When we get that right, I'm confident that the people we have around the footy club at the moment, both admin, staff and players, that the success will come.
We know the club's desperately looking for a new home base closer to the city. How's it been as an environment down there when all the construction was taking place and it was dirty and dusty? Has it been a depressing place to go to training or to go to work?
No. I've trained in Dubai over the years, and the sand sort of resembles that a little bit. We, we paid a lot of money at another footy club to get overseas to actually experience that. So the last thing we want is for conditions to be perfect and for everything to be perfect, because that's not how it plays out on the weekends. You're always challenged. But at the same time, the way they've worked on this environment, we've got a fantastic shed floor in here with probably one of the best gyms I've seen in the competition. So we got no complaints on where we sit at the moment. But the guys, it's a funny because you have the first year players that come in, they're just in awe of the facility, and they do a comparison to what they've experienced. Well, sometimes we can get a bit ahead of ourselves and get used to something and become bored with it. But by no means are we in that mode. I think we're looking forward to what will hopefully come in the next few years, which will be a new facility. But no complaints here at all. We've got everything we need and we're working hard.
Well, beautifully said. Answered. Well, yeah. You mentioned the first year players coming in and enjoying the facilities. You've got a crop of newbies, Josh Rochelli. Is it Jake Soligo? Did I say that right?
Soligo, yeah.
Soligo. Yep. Zach Taylor, we've spoken to two of those boys. How are they finding it? They settled in?
They're going really well. Lukey Nankervis is another one that we've brought in as well.
Yep, apologies.
Going really well. They've been tested. I mentioned some testing we did today, and that did really, I guess, test them out for the first time physically.
Mm-hmm.
They're going really well. Really well for first year players. They don't quite get the work in at a lower level that they experience when they first come on board at AFL. It becomes full time, becomes professional. It's twice a day. We give them a day off during the week, but they work really hard. So what we find with these guys is they get home at night and they're in bed by about 8 o'clock, at least for the first week or two. But no, Josh is going fantastic. He was out first pick. He's probably the standout at the moment. He's a more mature body. He'll really be pushing, come early in the season to sort of put his name out there and say, I'm ready to play. And the other guys, fantastic young mids who can accumulate the footage. So we're looking forward to that. Lukey Nankervis tackles like I've never seen. So he'll be one that I think they'll jump on board pretty quickly, our members and supporters, with Nank. And so they should, because he's a great young kid.
Do you get Rochelli as a midfielder or as a forward? Mm. I know the easy answer is both, but...
Look, we got him as a forward initially, and what you find is it takes a little time to transition. Mm. Josh would be the first to put his hand up and say he's still got a little bit of work to do when it comes to getting to that level of AFL midfielder, which, if people want to put a number on it or you want to compare it to the best in the league, these guys are running outstanding times for a 2K, where Josh, he might need a pull of 30 seconds or thereabouts, and he'll get there because he's a super powerful athlete, but that endurance part for him will be a key to the next sort of 12 to 24 months of him just working on that, because the talent, when you watch him get a ball in his hands, the stuff he does with the footy, there's a reason he went so early in the draft.
Matthew, you got one of the best men in the business as one of those off-field appointments in Darren Burgess to run your fitness. Has every one of your players suddenly realised the perception is met by the reality and what Darren demands?
Well, yeah, look, Rich, and you know Darren as well as I do. Darren brings an expertise and experience in the high performance area, and it's not just fitness. We're lucky enough to get him off a premiership year with Melbourne, so he's seen exactly what it takes to get there, and there's so many different factors to that. But you know, he's already come in with a number of different small ideas, just the little things that make a difference. Our competition is so even at the moment that you know so many of these small things add up. And he's been so good for our group because even with our coaching group, he comes and sits in and he'll be able to talk about what he's learned across his journey. He really hasn't had the chance yet to get through to all of our players, but he will in time. It'll take, you know, months and weeks for them to sit down and talk through, you know, what it is he brings, the expertise he has. But what he does do is he expects a high standard. And that's why we've got him on board. He's seen what works, and it all involves hard work. So our guys will put their heads down and work for it.
Now, this is possibly unfair, but every time we say Darren Burgess, the next name we say is Darcy Fogarty, since it was announced that he was coming.
Yes.
But has he met Darcy yet?
He sure has.
Darcy nervous?
I think what it's similar to a Josh Rochelli, to be honest. We all know Darcy's ability, and I think what happens is, you know, from an external point of view, it's all we want more from Darcy because when he is around the footy, people are excited. They love what he does with the ball. We're in that space as well. Darcy's in that space. He knows it's going to take hard work, and he's one who's going to benefit a lot from being around during the break because he's been able to train. He's from Lucindale, so he loves to get back there and help out on the farm and help the family out. But this year he spent a lot more time back in Adelaide working with his teammates. So he's in some really good shape at the moment. Ran well this morning. He's training well. We'll look to get him and inject him into games as much as we can across the year.
Yeah, I'm still a believer. Hey, we're live and interactive, Matty. A stack of texts coming through. This one, Mark from Tasmania. I think Mark's a Crow supporter. Can you ask Matthew if Wayne Jr. and Pedler are on the park at the moment?
Yeah, he's spot on. So Junior is out there, Miller. So yep. Junior's been training now for the last, he's worked right throughout the break, through real rehabilitation coming back from his knee injury. And it's a really tough one for Junior because he's had 2 years out of footy. So it's one where we aren't taking any risks and he's not taking any risks with that. But he's been on the track with the boys now for the last week and a half, 2 weeks. And it's great to have him out there because it's been, as you can imagine, when you're in rehab, and right throughout an off-season, to be in here on your own and working with the physios and the high-performance guys, it's quite a tough road. But to his credit, he's hanging in there and he's working hard, and now he's back into drills. No contact at this point, but he'll start getting a lot more footy and change of direction into his game, and we'll continue to work with that without taking too much risk. Lukey Pedler, similar. So Pedge is now pretty much, he's not far off coming back into drills, and again, has worked right throughout that break. So we should see him pre-Christmas, and then post-Christmas, he'll be almost at full speed.
So both round one, whether it be state league or wherever?
Well, that's the hope. Again, we're very mindful of what sort of target we put on Junior. We don't want to take any risk there, and that's the only reason that we're not going to put a target. We're going to just see how that progresses. There's been a case previously where it's taken a player a couple of years to come back from this. So we're just going to be really mindful there without putting too much pressure on him.
What about Matt Crouch, Matthew? Yeah, what happens to Matt Crouch now with the setbacks he's had just recently?
Well, Matt's going really well. So this morning, it was one of the best sessions he's done. And he keeps putting out another session and increasing and stepping up each week. So it's been a challenge for Matty as well. You know, it's been a really tough road for him. And we're fingers crossed that this one has given him the strength in through his groins and hips and core that he can get the confidence back and play at the level. Again, Matty's expected return to train and be nearly back to full training. He's definitely pre round one, but we've got a little bit up our sleeve there so that we don't need to push and force that. He's out on the track today doing some more rehabilitation work, but moving really well.
So, Matthew, can you give the Crows fans and the general football fan an idea of what Adelaide is going to play in 2022? Now, you've had early on people defined you as a defensive coach. We've heard all the constant theme about contest. But what's the image of 2022 for the Adelaide Football Club?
Yeah, it's interesting how quickly you get labelled as a defensive coach. I do talk that and I preach it with our players. I still believe your best offence comes off your best defence. But and if you go back over the history of the game, the teams that play off in the finals are the teams that just don't get scored against. Now, when I talk about defence, it's a transition game. And so we do a lot of work in that space. You know, how quickly can we get that football back? And that's the aggressive part of what we do. I think if you go back to last year and you find the games where, you know, people were most excited about what they were seeing, it was just a really in-your-face style of football. Mm. And when we had our chances with the ball, we moved it swiftly and sharply. It was changing lanes with the ball, taking the game on, going a little bit more direct than what, you know, possibly some teams have done over the last 5 years. But we're about sort of limiting the risk and taking the game on a little more. So I know our members and supporters, they probably haven't seen enough of it yet, but when they do see it, they know it, and we can feel that when we walk off the ground. So that's really what we're looking at for 2022.
Roach, go and have a look at round one against Geelong, all right? That'll answer your question. Hey, two quick ones.
Swallow doesn't make a winter.
Oh, negative, Nelly. I can give you other games as well. Two really quick ones, Matty, and we'll let you go. There's a text that's come through regarding Ben Davis, put back on the rookie list. He's been in the system for a long time.
Yeah,
it is, and it's one we had lengthy discussion around, and in the end, there's a lot more to Benny Davis than just what we've seen of late. He's been on our list for 5 years prior to this. We felt like, as a coaching group, that this was a big call for us where, you know, Ben had played a new role over the last 6 months, maybe not even 6 months in the end. He found himself down back for the end of the season, and he earned that spot, he earned that opportunity. And he ended up really finding his game. And there was more to being than just on field. There's a fair bit of stuff that went on off field. And I felt like, as a coach, it was important that we kept Benny around. He's an important part of what we're doing and where we're going for his leadership off field as well. So, look, we've given him an opportunity for another 12 months. We love what we saw at the end of last year at halfback. It won't be something where we flip him around again. We're really going to give him an opportunity there. And again, he's going to have to do the work. He's going to move past guys like Jace Jones. You know, we brought in Jordan Dawson. Now, Jordan will hopefully play a little bit through the midfield, but you just never know. You know, Hinge is another player who's stepped up and last year had injury, so he'll be pushing for that spot. So the challenge is there, but, you know, we felt over going for another 18-year-old with our young list as it was, we felt that Ben deserved that opportunity.
Beautifully answered. Stack of texts coming through congratulating you on the reappointment, the extra 2 years, Nixie. We look forward to talking to you throughout the season. You know who your first game is. It's Freo. It's going to be a beauty. They're on the rise, so we cannot wait. Have a great Christmas, Matthew, and congratulations again.
Indeed.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.